Country Club FM.
It is today's Bob Almanac, and what is today? It's Tuesday, November 21st, 325th day of the year, 1942. We had ourselves a cartoon character debut.
I thought I tore a putty tab. I did. I tore a putty tab.
One of the best little birdies around, and of course, Mel Blanc doing the voice of Tweety Bird or Tweety Pie. And of course, Tweety Pie eventually. Now, there in the original here, which is called A Tale of Two Kitties, that original Warner Brothers, he is not, because later on, when it's him and Sylvester, right?
Yeah.
This is the early version of Sylvester. He is, he's the property of that old lady.
Oh, right.
Right, yep. The gray-haired older lady.
Yep.
And but here he's out in the wild. Tweety Bird, Tweety Pie is out in the wild up in a tree.
Okay.
And he taught putty tat.
Right.
And he did.
Yes, he did. That was great.
And Tweety great is a he, right?
I think so.
Right. So that was 1942 that we saw that. How about 76?
You know, I've been coming in for 6 years, and 6 years you've been sticking it to me. I want to know how come.
You want to know?
I want to know how!
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Because you had the talent to become a good fighter. And instead of that, you became a leg breaker. Some cheap, second-rate loan shark.
To live in?
It's a waste of life.
You know, Batman must have been pretty happy where he just basically beat down the Penguin so much that he reduced him, that he just became a two-bit fighting, you know, he ran a two-bit gym.
Right.
You know, and trained fighters.
Yeah.
You know, he just hounded the Penguin over and over and over again. Him and Robin. And you can probably throw Chief O'Hara in there, too.
I would think.
And Commissioner Gordon. They just beat him down over and over and over. And eventually he moved to Philadelphia and opened up a gym. And, I mean, he did train a champion.
He did. You know, he had a skill set there.
And he died of a heart attack doing what he loved,
mm-hmm.
being at ringside.
Right.
During, which one was it? Was it the Clubber Lang one that he died? Wasn't it the Mr. T?
I think so, yeah.
Because he wasn't around for number four.
No, he was not. So.
And if he was around, guess what? Apollo Creed does not die.
Probably not.
Apollo Creed does not die. And I don't think James Brown has been... I think he has more culpability in that than people are willing to give him, you know, and to throw out there.
Okay.
Because James Brown comes out and does Living in America.
Right.
All that did was fire up Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
All that did is make him more angry.
Yeah.
Don't. And all he did, the whole production and everything. So James Brown is not without
some blame.
Without some blame
here.
With, yep. Yeah. Yeah.
He should have
answered for that.
Yeah, I agree.
But sadly, he's no longer with us. So that was 76. The original Rocky, is it the best of all of them? Because the other ones are still pretty good, too.
Yeah.
2, 3, and 4 I really like. And then kind of lost track after that.
That was one of the few franchises that really had multiple really solid movies in there.
That is true. 1976, Rocky opened in theaters. 1980 in Vegas.
The fire began shortly after 7 in the morning and spread throughout the ground floor casino and the famous showroom in a matter of minutes, sending thick black smoke up through the entire 26-story structure. The Grand has more than 2,000 rooms. There were believed to be some 4,500 guests in the hotel.
Wow. It was packed for the most part.
Right.
MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Ever stayed at the MGM Grand?
I have.
And, you know, that's actually technically, I think, in Paradise, Nevada.
Okay.
You know, there's a line there. It's Vegas, and then the Strip continues south. And I think some of that stuff on the South Strip is technically Paradise, Nevada.
Yeah, I don't know for sure.
The fire began from a refrigerated pastry display case. So they were showing off pastries.
Oh, boy.
And something happened, you know, the condenser, and started a fire. 87 people died. That's what's
tragic.
Sad here.
Tragic.
1980. Same day, 1980, on your television set. A lot of people tuned in for this.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R. Then the next morning while I was showering...
Or going number
one. You hid the gun in the closet.
Probably showering.
Yeah, I would say so too. It's funny how it always came down to a shower because then Bobby...
Right.
Bobby was showering that one time.
Woke up, it was a dream.
So, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So this day we found out who shot J.R. It was Kristen. Kristen shot J.R.
The gun.
Not Sue Ellen.
Right.
Or Mary Ellen. Was it Sue Ellen,
Sue
right?
Ellen, yeah.
The Ewings, 1980. 83 million people tuned in. Not the same. Close to the 100 million that watched the day after.
Okay.
So, Neil, were you one of the 83 million that watched Who Shot J.R.? Because you weren't one of the 100 million that watched the day after.
No. Nope, I didn't see that either, the Dallas thing.
Good time buddies out carousing?
Might have been.
Busy, yeah. Making money?
In Clinton, Iowa, we had, you know, limited TV.
Limited TV. You got one channel.
Right.
And it just happened to be PBS or a UHF channel.
I was in heavy into MTV, which had started around that time.
Ooh, yes.
And so I was watching, you know, music videos.
What a great transition. What a great segue. You know what you're doing here on the Almanac, Neil, because you just talked about MTV.
I'm sure you understand my point.
Remember the video for this?
We know each other.
Got these rather hefty people that are doing the workout.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, like Olivia shows up, snaps her finger, and they're all in shape. This song is number one. It goes number one on this date on the Billboard 100.
Very
and
cool.
It stayed number one for 10 weeks.
Wow. That's a good run.
And I think it's safe to say once this album came out, that Olivia had pretty much said goodbye to country music by that point.
Yeah.
It was evident, it was obvious. There was no turning back. Because even when Grease was out, some of her songs were still charting country, but once this came out...
And what year was this?
1981.
Okay.
Back in 89...
This warning light will now stay on permanently on virtually all 17,000 domestic flights a day in the United States. Only the handful of flights lasting more than 6 hours will allow cigarette smoking after today. Most passengers say they can now breathe easier.
I think it's just much cleaner, healthier, safer.
I think it's great.
Can you believe, it's hard to believe sitting in the plane. Some of the older planes still have that light up there. No
right.
Smoking.
Yeah, they do.
It's hard to believe that they allowed smoking. On domestic flights, I would have been miserable.
Terrible.
Yeah, I would have been miserable because I don't remember. I did fly one time prior to 89 in 1980. I don't remember it being a big problem. So I don't know. I'd have to talk. Does anybody remember flying during smoking time? You know, how smoky was it for the non-smokers? Did they have a smoking section? Did they somehow have smoke eaters that ate the smoke? And were they able to do airflow so the smoke stayed in one compartment area? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I can't remember, I don't know.
I only flew once, too, and it was just in a small little 12-passenger plane.
Puddle jumper.
In 79, yeah. Flew from here to Dubuque, Iowa.
How's that Dubuque airport? It's got to be vast.
Well, no, I don't remember a whole lot.
How many gates? Yeah. How many gates at Dubuque? Do they have multiple concourses?
Nope.
A parking ramp?
Nope.
So that was the state 89. The law banning smoking on domestic flights, signed by George H.W. Bush here this state. Let's remember Bill Bixby today.
Mr. McGee! Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Yes, and that line is still used today by many, many people. It's part of the vernacular. It's part of the whole thing and scene. Bill Bixby, he was David Banner. He was my favorite Martian. What else was he in? What's the other one? Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Yes, Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Yep. And he was in that one, what was that called, Steam Bath? It was on PBS.
Yeah.
Mrs. Tessmacher was in it.
Yes.
And they were all in a steam bath, and there was, like, nudity on TV for the first time ever.
Yes, big, big deal.
Exactly. Bill Bixby wasn't afraid to take his clothes off. Mm-hmm. That was this day, 1983. We lost Bill Bixby. He was only 59. He died of cancer.
Yeah, young man.
Certainly. Also passing away this day.
I woke up feeling love this morning. I woke up feeling love this morning.
The very talented.
And kissing with you.
Many people say Lori was the lifeblood of the Partridge Family, or Danny Bonaducci. No, who's David Cassidy?
For sure.
Not even Shirley Jones. Danny Bonaducci's guitar didn't have strings.
Right.
Hello, girl.
So David Cassidy passed away on this date. He was only 67. Mm-hmm. Keith Partridge, of course, from the Partridge Family, and
a teen heartthrob,
a darn
sure.
good singer from a good singing family.
Yep.
Half brother Sean, he had some hits too.
Yes.
And then we go back 4 years ago.
The Tesla unveiling that shattered expectations. CEO Elon Musk showing off his new Cybertruck. The dramatically reimagined electric pickup with a starting price tag of nearly $40,000.
Doesn't look like anything else.
Drawing some funny reactions on Twitter. One user writing, "Finally, Elon Musk made the car I always drew when I was five." Another writing, "It immediately reminded me of the Homer Simpson car."
Now, the best part of it was that they promoted that it had armor glass. Do you remember this?
Yes.
They promoted that this glass was unbreakable by anything. Elon Musk brings a guy up on stage. "Hey, throw this brick at my window." Crack.
Yeah, cracked it.
Busted it.
Well, in theory, it was
right.
Going
in
to be
theory,
good.
I don't know. Yeah. They tested it with marshmallows, Neil. Oh, marshmallow strong.
It just bounced right off.
Let's roast them.
Yeah.
And it's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. I wouldn't be caught dead driving that. It was hideous.
Yeah.
But trying to make a splash—that's what they do.
Yeah. And $40,000 doesn't seem that expensive anymore.
No, not at all. Not at all. Let's move on to birthdays now.
We should.
Perfect. Perfect. Isn't she perfect, Ernie?
Nice, yes.
Thanks. What do you have?
We want you.
There's a doorman outside, 6'5". All I gotta do is whistle.
Wait a minute. How would you like to be an actress?
An actress? I am an actress.
Yes, she is, Marlo Thomas. They called her nice. She's more than nice. Marlo Thomas. That's the opening scene from That Girl.
Oh, really?
When she gets discovered. And the actor playing the guy with the deep voice there, he's the same actor that played Officer Kirk on Happy Days. The sheriff or officer that was always trying to run Fonzie out of town.
Yes,
that's the same. I knew same I recognized guy? That okay. voice, and I go, oh, gosh. And I double-checked and cross-referenced. But the great Marlo Thomas, that girl. Married to Phil Donahue.
Yep.
She's 86.
Daughter of Danny.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, quite a family.
What's that on your hands? Blood?
Paint.
Paint? What would you be doing that you have paint on your hands?
Painting.
Ernest, are you doing something funny with Madeline?
Define funny.
What a great movie. Have you ever seen Death Becomes Her? Gosh, that's funny.
I haven't seen that yet.
Bruce.
Is that new?
Yeah, it is new. It's right around. I think it's not yet out on video, Neil. You can get it at your local Blockbuster. Bruce Willis.
I'm going to check that
Goldie
out.
Goldie Hawn. And then, Meryl Streep's in it, too.
Oh, that Meryl Streep. She's such a phony baloney.
Meryl Streep is in there. Goldie Hawn is 78 today.
She's awesome.
America's Sweetheart there for the longest time. Wouldn't you say we go back to Laugh-In?
Loved her on Laugh-In.
And then Private Benjamin. And then Death Becomes Her. I get a little crusty in that one. Goldie Hawn is 78.
The Men's Warehouse.
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
1-800-770.
He's the Men's Warehouse guy. And he guarantees it, too.
Yeah.
George Zimmer.
But somehow they let him go. And he was great in that.
Yeah, he was. Wasn't it his company?
Yeah,
and then he got voted out. What happened there, Neil?
I don't know.
Sounds like you know what's going on there.
Well,
you're the Men's Warehouse super fan?
Super fan, right. I don't know. He couldn't guarantee that he was going to still be the president.
No, that's right. He couldn't guarantee that. You're going to like your company when I'm not president. George Zimmer. Here today, he's 75 for George Zimmer.
I can't breathe.
original member and singer from War. I sing this song every time when I hear people yelling and screaming. I was somewhere. Was it when I was walking around in Kalamazoo? There were some people somewhere. They weren't getting along. And I just started singing, "Why Can't We Be Friends?" Also, there's the great story where I DJ'd a wedding up in Princeton. And this wedding, they got into a fight and started throwing the cake. And this wasn't fun throwing of the cake. This was mad, angry throwing of the cake. And all of a sudden, they just started fighting. I don't know, it was somebody from Fun Family and the other family. And it was a brawl. And guess what song I put on?
There you go. Perfect.
Why Can't We Be Friends? Lonnie Jordan from War. He is also 75 here today, Bob Almanac. Have you ever been to Wisteria Lane, Neil?
Yes.
I think you'd like what you saw at Wisteria Lane.
I know I
would. Carl would never cheat. And the woman he was with? Brandy, his secretary. And he took her out for her birthday.
Ah, the old I'm taking my secretary out for her birthday routine. Mm-hmm. Nice tip of the hat to the classics.
She was Edie on Desperate. She was one of the Desperate Housewives.
Was that Terry Hatcher?
And Terry Hatcher. Mm-hmm. And let me see, they're real. And they're spectacular. So that's Nicolette Sheridan, who is 60 today. I remember her best from Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
Nicolette Sheridan, 60 here today. Bjork.
Welcome to Iceland. There is no sunlight. You are on fire. A demon takes your face. To Iceland and give us your eyes.
Wow, that is very, very thought-provoking. Bjork, everyone!
That's pretty close, actually. That's Kristen Wiig doing Bjork.
That's a good song.
Remember, man. It is. Yeah. Remember when she wore the swan dress?
Yes.
To one of the award shows? Yes. That's what she's most famous for.
Yes.
I don't know any of her songs. I know her for the swan dress. Bjork from Iceland is 50. We've got some significant athletes here. Troy Aikman's 57.
Pretty good player.
Ken Griffey Jr. Jr. They call him the kid. All kinds of 54. What a swing. And Michael Strahan, best known as a voice and spokesperson for Subway, I believe.
Right.
Oh, and the fact that Brett Favre laid down on the turf so he could get the sack record.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes.
And now he's
tainted.
On. He hosts the $50,000 Pyramid and Good Morning America.
The Fox 9.
And then he's with Kelly. Yeah, he's Kelly.
Football stuff.
Oh, he's a busy guy, that Michael Strahan. He's 52.
Number 5 just cries, a river running. 7 wants to tie you up and drown you.
No, you're Osborne sisters. It's Shadaisy. It's a Shadaisy birthday.
I don't think I've ever gotten one of these right.
Is it Kristen, Kelsey, or Cassidy?
Since we have David Cassidy, I'll go Cassidy.
It's Kelsey.
Oh, my record stays intact. Yeah.
I think Kristen's the oldest. And then Kelsey, and then Cassidy.
Okay. Right, I'm going to make a note.
Yeah.
Kelsey's today.
She's 49. More music.
Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. But here's my number. So call me maybe.
It's a peppy song, Neil.
Yeah, it sure is.
I'm sure you've heard it.
At your baby,
yeah, I probably
number.
Have.
Yeah. So call me maybe.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh,
38
yeah.
I've here
heard
today.
The name.
38 heard today. Yeah. Let's pause 10 seconds. For station identification, this is where you hear the Bob Almanac all along the Bob Almanac Network.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDBG Albert, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KDGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis St. Paul.
Bob FM.
Neil.
And it really is a network, so it does make sense. Gone but not forgotten
it
today.
It does make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I know
yeah,
it does.
Yeah, it was perfect. Writer, philosopher, Voltaire. Was born on this day, 1694. Do you have a favorite Voltaire quote? How about...
Did you look up any?
Common sense is not so common.
Freedom isn't free.
Freedom isn't free.
Sounds like something Voltaire would come up with.
To the living, we owe respect, but to the dead, we only owe the truth.
Here's one. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
That's another, a good one, too.
Another wise saying from Voltaire.
And one more. Every man is guilty of all the good he did not do. Think about that. And remember Voltaire and many, many more quotes, if you are so inclined to check those out. He was born on this day, 1694. The list is not long today. Pro Football Hall of Famer, fine signal caller early on, was Sid Luckman, born on this day, 1916.
You know, he was almost the coach of our pro football team here when we were we were supposed to get an AFL team first.
That's right.
Before the NFL rode in and said, nope, we want that market. And that's what we wanted, Max Winter and the whole crew. That's what they wanted in the first place, was NFL, not AFL.
Yes.
But it was rumored that Sid Luckman would have been the coach here and would have had his high-flying, the kind of stuff that he brought. Was it the Chargers?
I believe so. Yeah. Yeah. So instead, we got the purple.
We got Norm Van Brocklin.
Right?
But eventually, Bud Grant.
And eventually, good news there. All right, we talked earlier about Joe Mauer going on to the... he's on a first-time ballot for the Baseball Hall of Fame. How about Stan the Man Musial, born on this day, 1920? These are first-time Hall of Fame numbers. 24 All-Star appearances, 22 years in the league, but they had two All-Star games for part of that. Three-time World Series champion, three-time NL MVP, seven-time NL batting champion. The guy was an amazing hitter, player. He was the man, Stan the Man Musial, and he was born on this day, 1920. He just died in 2013. He had a long, long, wonderful life. And our audio for the day, very talented screenwriter, and did some acting, Harold Ramis.
I've always been kind of a pacifist. When I was a kid, my father told me, never hit anyone in anger unless you're absolutely sure you can get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Good play.
I don't know what kind of soldier I'm going to make, but I want you guys to know that if we ever get into real heavy combat, I'll be right behind you guys. Every step of the way.
As soon as Sergeant Hulka heard him say that he was a pacifist, Sergeant Hulka's going, oh, yeah. He's rolling his eyes.
Not my guy. And you know, he had obviously there writing and appearing in Stripes, Groundhog Day. He wrote Animal House, As Good as It Gets, so many others. Very talented guy. Harold Ramis, of course, he and Bill Murray, you know, had a big falling out, then thankfully they patched it up toward the end, because Harold Ramis is on our gone but not forgotten list. One more athlete, that was 1944. Remember Reggie Lewis, Boston Celtics forward? We lost him at a young age. It was, there were some drugs involved there. 1965, they're gone but not forgotten.
Let's get funky here. We got funky with War. Let's get funky with
I've been in the right place.
Oh, yeah. Dr. John. In the wrong time. 1941, your staff overlooked him.
Oh, that's egregious.
And also a country singer.
And I can feel it swimming away. Slowly, slowly, swimming away.
Grand Ole Opry star Gene Shepherd.
Oh, yes.
She was always big with the country family reunion when they were sitting around the circle. And she was married to Hawkshaw Hawkins and discovered by the hired hand, Hank Thompson.
Hank Thompson,
Gene Shepherd, 1933, died 2016. Now
gone, but not forgotten.
It is now complete. Would you like to start a Bobathon and a no-repeat workday? Got to get that in there, too.
Sure.
With Garth Brooks, Not Counting You. Tim McGraw is down on the farm. Or Reba McEntire looking for some life out there.
Well, since she was a big appearance on The Voice last night, let's go, Reba.
Total Country Bob FM.